Now, you may have heard there on the news that the justice system is struggling to deliver acceptable outcomes for victims of sexual offences. The Chief Inspector of Criminal Justice in Northern Ireland is really challenging the criminal justice organisations to improve how they manage sexual violence and abuse crimes. Now, here's a very interesting figure. During 2016 to 2017, over 3,100 incidents were recorded by the police. This is equal to 9 incidents being recorded every day of the year. So if you take it during the course of today, it's highly likely that there'll be 9 calls to the police or 9 references to the police with regards to the likes of rape or sexual assault or child abuse. The most serious crimes. Let me speak to the Chief Inspector of Criminal Justice in this part of the world, Northern Ireland, Brendan McGuigan. Brendan, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
When you think of it at 9 a day, is it any surprise that the police or the criminal justice system generally is falling behind?
Well, they are struggling. And, you know, at one level, you can say it is great that victims have confidence to come forward and report these crimes. And it's really important that they continue to do so. But if you can imagine, since 2000, you know, there's been a tripling of these offences, 3,150 in 2016-17. Each one of them, a traumatic experience, sometimes with a lifelong impact on the victims. So these are not inconsequential. These are really serious events that are occurring. What we know is that this is significantly underreported. So what we're getting here are people with the confidence to come forward and report these crimes to the police.
Yes, but it's important probably to emphasise, and I'm not in any way during this conversation diluting the seriousness of any form of sexual assault, but we're including here someone being slapped on the backside complaining to the police. Women or men are much more likely to do that now, to complain at official level about that, than they would have before the millennium.
Well, I understand what you're saying here, but, you know, in 2016-17, 823 victims came forward claiming that they were raped. So these are not minor offending. This can be very serious offences.
Do you think the police and the criminal justice system are taking it seriously?
I have no doubt that they're taking it seriously, and I commend them for organising themselves and for realising that they need a different approach. And the police, in terms of the establishment of their public protection units, the public prosecution service with the establishment of their serious case units. But the problem is, Frank, these reports are increasing. So that means more work for the criminal justice system that was struggling already. And what's happening is it's taken longer to investigate. It's taken longer to make decisions on these cases. And the overall length of time that it's taken to complete cases through our criminal justice process can be over 3 years. Now, that is totally unacceptable for people who are living with trauma and are trying to move on with their lives from significant events that have occurred. And in my view, something needs to happen here. And what I'm saying is, yes, the criminal justice system can become more efficient and more effective in terms of how it deals with these things. And I've made 9 recommendations to them. Some of them I've made before, and I'm disappointed that I haven't seen the progress that I would have expected. But actually, there is a wider societal issue here. And that is that actually, you know, and part of my reasoning today in talking to the all-party group is that our elected representatives need to wake up to this significant issue that's impacting on our society. And actually, the responses don't lie totally with the criminal justice system. Yes, our legislature needs to review the existing legislation, which was written in a completely different era, to make sure that it meets the needs of the 21st century. That's the first thing. The second thing is that the responses to this go right across government. And in my view, we need to be educating our children in terms of the basic principles around consent, respect, and indeed to understand what healthy relationships look like. As children, as they carry through their formative years, through to the employment, through to their social and recreational activities, those should be the fundamental building blocks that we would, as a society, would be looking to establish.
There's a front page story in the Daily Mirror today of a young man who's been taken out of a school somewhere in Northern Ireland, having been accused of raping a fellow pupil in the school. Harrowing stories like that are all too common in this day and age. Is it down to the internet generation, or are a significant number of these reports from the distant past?
Well, obviously, the numbers of people choose at different stages in their life to come forward and report cases to the police. In terms of social media and digital technology, I think those are complicating issues. I believe that a lot of these were already there. This has been about for a substantial time. But what we know from those individuals who do come forward at a stage in their life and report something that has happened to them years ago, that they have lived with the shame, with a shame and trauma, and they have nothing to be ashamed about. This was not their fault. And you know, we need, as a society, to ensure that we give them every support possible to try and deal with the consequences of these terrible events.
So in the meantime, people are suffering, and the longer the suffering goes on, the less acceptable it is. But the chances are that if more and more people are putting the police under more and more pressure, and quite rightly coming forward, does the issue just not become a bigger and bigger problem?
Well, I have no doubt that the police and the prosecution service have responded to these increases, and I'm quite sure that, such is the seriousness of these, that they will attempt to always do more. What I'm saying is, actually, there's a wider societal issue here, and our legislature and our legislative assembly needs to wake up to these issues and do something about them, because those are the fundamental building blocks for any civilized society, that people don't live their lives in fear of sexual abuse and violence.
But we don't even have an assembly, or you know, is this even on their their list of priorities? Do they have any priorities?
Well, I believe that they do, and I will be talking to the all-party group later on today to go into detail in terms of the findings of this report. And I know, you know, you could easily say that we're extending the to-do list for an assembly when it returns. What I'm saying to them is, this is impacting on our citizens every single day, every single hour of every single day. And we need to do something about this.
Okay, well, it's a very grim story. It's a reminder of, I suppose, the grim reality that so many people are facing in this part of the world. That sad, sad reality. Brendan, I appreciate your time. Thank you for coming on. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
Brendan McGuigan is the Chief Inspector of Criminal Justice in Northern Ireland, speaking about this particular report where he says the justice system is struggling to deliver acceptable outcomes for victims of sexual offences. 02890 333 105. The U105 phone-in on a very bright, sunny day in November. Good morning. You know.